Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. I could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Half of the city, it's a hard life to live, but it gives back what you give.
And I'm not missing a thing. Once again, your song of the day. From 1973, Ride in the Storm Out by REO Speedwagon. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
That's an interesting... Bill, engage me for a second. That wasn't the song... Like, was that like a knockoff?
Didn't sound like... It was like back in the day, it was called Ronco. Remember the company Ronco? Yeah, it's kind of a knockoff type of thing. It sounded like that was a knockoff. It did. Yeah. Are we sure we got that right?
It's the official REO.
Yeah. That didn't sound like REO.
Sounded like REO was bored and in a basement or something. Yeah, it wasn't the
song that appeared on the album. Like, that's...
We can do some investigating.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'm like, that doesn't sound the same.
It wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't the same. It's not the hit. It wasn't the hit song that came on the radio.
We should think about how awesome this is, too, back in better times. They would advertise albums and eight-track players and music that you could get that was knockoff. It was a cover band singing the hits, and then you could get them. It was awesome.
Now, I don't know if that was a cover band. It was just another rendition of the song that I wasn't familiar with, but... It's got to get a high score because it's a theme.
Yeah.
Waiting for the thaw out. Yeah. That's what people are doing today. They're waiting for the thaw out.
Chunks.
Like Jake was waiting for the
dig
out.
I wrote the storm out way too long.
Jake was waiting for the dig out.
Yeah.
Oh, Amar?
Oh, yeah. Amar.
Amar.
Amar and Dave.
Dave a breaker.
Yeah. And my dad's, by the way, some random guy in a white Suburban helped him out. So he doesn't have a name.
Goodwill, Bill.
At 2:15 in the morning.
Goodwill.
Okay.
I always jump out.
Do you?
I always jump out. So if I'm like, okay, they're in a pickle here.
Well, this was quite a commitment for those guys. This took almost an hour.
Ooh, that's a big commitment.
That's shocking. So, Jake, it appears also you made a pretty aggressive error. It's like you could not see coming to anything like going... Maybe I shouldn't try to pile through this.
Like I said...
You got yourself deep into this drift.
The problem was that... When I turned the corner, it didn't look bad. I was going down the hill, and and you realize, bottom of the hill is an absolute mess. Anyway, I couldn't stop. I couldn't slow down. I couldn't back up. It was just too late.
Yeah. Okay. As far as the song goes, yes, it's a great song by REO. REO is a fabulous band. I heard Take It on the Run yesterday, and I just thought it sounded incredible.
Take It on the Run.
Huh. Yeah. You know that song?
REO Speedwagon.
But that song, I can give that an 8.154, especially under the circumstances that Jake battled this morning.
Yeah, I'd give it. I'm more in the 6.2 range with an 8.6 because of theme.
Okay, I'll take
6.2, 8.6.
Bumped it pretty high.
It didn't sound right either. It's like we got
strange version.
People are saying that was the original version, and it was remade with a new singer in the 80s. Is that possible?
May have been something. I don't know. It was definitely off this. Like, you got this off LimeWire.
No, so there's no viruses here. I promise.
I got this off LimeWire.
We're good. We're good. Ellie's score.
Ellie's going to be low. 4.6.
7.74, and Derek or Dad, 8.66 on that one.
The big man.
some ratings here before we get to the mailbag. Mike and Dalton, 9.1. Sandmaster and KC, 8.4. Ryan in California, 5.2. Sean in Omaha, 4. Who clapped? 3. And that includes extra for theme. So that's 3, probably a 2 plus
probably
a 1
two,
for
yeah,
a 3.
Probably a 1.
Rick Heyman, by the way. Rick Heyman, said, fake REO. He said, not Kevin Cronin.
Okay.
Pre-singer. He gave it a 1.125.
Hold on, Kevin, Rick. Hold it, Cronin, the head coach for UCLA is the singer?
Yeah, Kevin Cronin. that's Mick Cronin.
His father.
No,
maybe.
Kevin Cronin is absolutely...
Hold it, Mick Cronin's dad is the lead now, singer for REO.
That'd be a story if that was the case.
So Kevin Cronin is the singer. He's not the singer on that song. That's what messed us up.
Yeah. Okay. Kevin in Lincoln, 8.5. Lyle in Omaha, 6.4. Matt says fitting for theme, 7 there. Jennifer, 9.1. Hubby, 8.3. They're back.
Whoa.
They are back. They're back.
They're together.
Yep. Everything's good together. Now.
Yeah, I think he meant the scores.
Rod, 5.5. The household was happy, though, too.
Heard they're arguing.
There's, let's see here. Someone else says, never mind. YouTube. Smoking Gun Joe, 7.5. Brad, 9.3. BWD, 9.2. 8.9 from Troy. Robert, 8.7. Genghis, 9.2. Albert, 9 on YouTube. Kurt, 6.5. Very high scores for Riding the Storm Out by REO Speedwagon, or some version of REO Speedwagon.
We're waiting for the thaw out now.
Thanks for the breakers. Joe was one of them when we had some things that weren't going right this morning, because there was... We figured out, also, Jake, I should tell him, the first 10 minutes, we just talked to ourselves.
I
don't know if
well,
was
my
on
mom
or not.
Texted me at 6:05 saying, I still hear national. So then I texted Ellie, like, hey, switch it to local. I mean, there's a lot of things, and she didn't know that. It's not her fault. She doesn't usually do this. So.
But we had a lot of breakers texting in.
I appreciate them.
Yes.
Okay, that's your song.
We made it through.
We are here. It's time for the mailbag here on Wednesday. Let's fire it up. The mailbag, as always, sponsored by our friends at Applied. The three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
It won't happen. With Applied Connective Technologies, your one-stop shop in Nebraska for all your
Maybe
IT
Maybe today
needs.
It's I'm stuck.
Yeah, I could use it.
Going to be different.
I could have used it this morning.
Imagine that driving in right now, and Jake's like, hey, Dave, you think this is bad? I got hacked last night, too.
I'm stuck in it.
Yeah, hacked. Yes,
this is terrible.
Yeah. You're stacked.
Free consultation at appliedconnective.com to the mailbag here. John,
okay, let's do this.
John says, good morning. I've been trying to spend less time on my phone recently. Could you go a day or two without being on your phone?
Pretty hard.
Stipple. I think sip would be a hard no, because I saw the meltdown the one time when he had to leave the show early when his phone didn't work.
That was a day.
He left the show
that
early.
That was a day.
He did. It's hard.
Well, come on.
And I'm going to say the same for me, and mine's just out of kind of probably boredom. I don't do anything. I don't have a job. So no one's, and I'm not like some sort of a heart surgeon. I'm not on call. So the person in here that easily could go like weeks without a phone is me. Neither one of you guys could go.
Hold on. I got to defend myself a little bit. Now, we went on vacation a few years ago to the Caribbean.
Yeah.
One of the Caribbean islands. And I left my phone behind purposely, and I didn't have any problem. I didn't have my phone for 8 days. So, and it was not a problem. I left it in the car. So I could do it. In fact, I'd love to do it.
Hey guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
But on this, by the same token, you do fidget with your phone a lot, and it does take care of some dead time. Yeah. So,
but my only thing I would need it would be for my parents.
Right.
Be for my parents if they had to reach out to me. That would be the only thing. But no, of the three of us, I could go. If I could use a phone once every 6 months, I'd be fine. You guys need it for jobs.
I wish I didn't need it like every day, but I need it pretty badly. A lot of phone calls, emails, texts. It'd be rough without it. Now, it'd be nice to go on vacation, not use my phone, but then I still get emails and texts, and I can't just not answer them. Mm-hmm. I say, I'll get to you when I get to you, basically.
It was an odd time. It was really weird coming back to it, I will say that. But anyway, keep going.
Okay, this is from Michael, who again is moving to Oklahoma soon. He's still in Hawaii.
From the 808.
He says, Aloha, the Oscars were this past week. In your opinion, what actor or actress has the most range in roles played? Sip, we know you love a couple actors out there. Would they fit that category?
McConaughey has incredible range, okay? Matthew McConaughey is the name that comes to... Think about when he played the... For instance, he played the man with AIDS. I don't know what... I can't think of the movie. I'll Be Rescued by a Text
okay,
or somewhere.
Someone helps Sip out. I don't have that one.
He can play funny roles. He can play deadly serious roles. If you think about True Detective season one, there's no humor. He plays a humorless character, and he's awesome in it. He's incredible. He can play a bad, can I just say ass, a badass dude. He can play a funny guy. He's got incredible. I'd say McConaughey is the best I can do.
I don't know if he has as much with, but he does some, as good as it gets, is one that reminds us way out of character from what he, some of the things, but Nicholson.
Like Jack Nicholson.
Oh, 100. Great answer. He's got
a ton of range.
He's got range.
He's got a ton of range, and I've seen him do, like you said, certain shows that made you laugh. He was iconic, and also he stood the test of time.
Nicholson's a great one.
I'm going to throw one out there you probably won't think. I'm going to go with Christian Bale for
okay.
this. Christian Bale, here's the range for it. Christian Bale played Dick Cheney in a movie. He put on weight. He had a crazy makeup for him. And he played like an anorexic person in another movie. I forget what it was called, but he got down to 110 pounds. All he would do to prepare was drink whiskey and smoke all day. There's like no calories.
Wow.
He looked that up sometime.
How long could we do it? What are you guys doing? We're smoking cigarettes and drinking whiskey.
He's like having like 300 calories a day. I don't know how you can function or stay alive, but it was bourbon, whiskey, and cigarettes. That was it.
Interesting weight loss plan.
Would that be approved by
it? It was scary skinny.
By most doctors.
Someone help me out with that movie that he got super skinny.
Those are three good answers by you guys. Good job.
That was a very good question.
And the movie was, I was going to get Dallas Buyers Club. You were going
Dallas
for
Buyers Club. Yep. Thank you, Breaker.
Someone says Billy Bob Thornton. Would you go with that one?
That's good.
He's got good range. Yep, he does.
Okay, this is from Tom. He says, we know that Bill is not a fan at all of 80s music, but is there somebody from the 80s that he does like musically?
Think about it.
Oh, someone throw some out there. There is. There's no chance that I hate every 80s music. But I'm trying to think, but I can't really.
Huey Lewis, Duran Duran.
We love Huey.
Prince.
Well, Bill gave Huey a low score recently.
The artist? Yes. Prince. Yes.
Queen.
Yes.
Queen's 80s for sure.
Absolutely love Queen. Yes.
Okay, there you go. So there's Bill's got some.
So I have some.
There's
yes.
some good 80s.
Yeah, there's always going to be some. It's just in general. It's
you're opposed to Duran Duran, though.
I'm opposed.
I like Duran Duran.
Yeah, there's not.
Hungry Like the Wolf.
Yeah, I'm not.
Rio.
No. Rio. I'm not. Duran Duran could be playing right over here at the Hampton. I'm not making that.
Oh, come on. I'd be front row. Front row.
Not make that one.
The movie was The Machinist for. Christian Bale, I'm looking forward. You got super skinny. Someone else says, okay, Jake got stuck this morning here. Have you guys ever got stuck in a snowbank or situation?
I told you the story. It does remind me of your story when I was living in Malcolm. Back in the day, I lived in Malcolm out in the country. Me and he was a friend. And we lived in the country. I mean, you had to take an access road to the highway to 34. And this is a true story. It was amazing. There, it was a similar thing with Jake. I was on the access road. It was a dirt road. It was like a gravel road. And it was a blizzard. I had to get into the Journal Star. I had my Toyota pickup. It was four-wheel drive. But I was on the road. I was doing fine. But you could see up ahead, there was a large drift. I'm going to say 4 feet, 5 feet drift. That there's the only way I could get to the 34 was to go through it. So I gunned it. and I'll never forget what happened when I hit it. Everything went silent. And my truck spinned. It was like in a cloud. It just went poof. And my truck spinned, and it spun out onto 34. Fortunately, nobody was coming. It would have been a disaster. But there was nobody out. It was a blizzard. It was in the morning. There was nobody out. But I hit that. I probably got it to about 50, and I just said, I got to get through it. I got to barrel through it, and I got through it, barely.
You thought 50 was the best.
Well, I couldn't get going.
We've hit on this one before. The best one was when coming back from Rosalie, and me, Duke, and Brett Wall, and Duke's driving the station wagon, and you can hear the crunchiness of the
never
cold.
Gets old.
I like this story.
And then here comes the big curve that we were not anticipating, and all of a sudden we're just rolling, all of a sudden, boom,
airborne,
just complete silence, and all four wheels are off the ground for like 20 yards in the station wagon. Then poof, and when you hit, the snow came over the hood. The snow came up over the hood, and we were so stuck. And that's when we had to walk probably about 3/4 mile back to Marlon Nolteen's house. It was a farmhouse. We get there. It's like 1:30 in the morning. No one's home. So we just go inside.
You had brownies.
We had brownies. I had some brownies. I had two brownies. And Brett got some milk out. Brett goes, I got milk, I bet. So we had some milk and brownies. And we're at a stranger's farm place. And we don't know who to call. So Duke gets a phone book out. And we know some people in Bancroft. And they came out to see if they could pull us out. And that's where Jake used the boards. That's where Duke got a towel out and put it underneath the tire and went and shot it 50 yards.
I'd love to see that.
Incredible. I laughed. I mean, I just fell out. I fell back in the snow laughing. So
this sucks, but that's
so
hilarious.
We just finally. So these guys had to drive us back to Pender. Then we got home probably about 3:30 in the morning, and of course, not good because guess what? There was no text message. Hey, I'm fine. Just don't worry about it. Nope. Boom. Airborne.
That is the mailbag, sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. Free consultation today at AppliedConnective.com. When we come back, I need to give my thoughts on this basketball
game. We need to
game.
Hear Jake's thoughts on this.
Yeah.
Nebraska played. It was a very, very, very fun, entertaining game, which I respect, but it's an L for Nebraska. What's next for the Huskers? Hour 2 next, an early break in the ticket.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. Oh, oh.